Blackstone Audio presents Blowback, The Costs and Consequences of American Empire, by Chalmers Johnson. Introduction. After 9/11. In a speech to Congress on September 20, 2001, shortly after the terrorist attacks on September 11th, President George W. Bush posed this question. Why do they hate us? His answer? They hate our freedoms, our freedom of religion, our freedom of speech, our freedom to vote. He commented later that he was amazed that there's such misunderstanding of what our country is about that people would hate us. I just can't believe it because I know how good we are. But how good are we, really? If we're so good, why do we inspire such hatred abroad? What have we done to bring so much blowback upon ourselves? This book is a guide to some of the policies during and after the Cold War that generated and continue to generate blowback, a term the CIA invented to describe the likelihood that our covert operations in other people's countries would result in retaliations against Americans, civilian and military, at home and abroad. Blowback was first published in the spring of 2000, some 18 months before 9/11. My intention in writing it was to warn my fellow Americans about the nature and conduct of U.S. foreign policy over the previous half-century, focusing particularly on the period after the demise of the Soviet Union in 1991. I argued that many aspects of what the American government had done around the world virtually invited retaliatory attacks from nations and peoples on the receiving end. I did not predict the events of 9/11, but I did clearly state that acts of retaliation were coming and should be anticipated. World politics in the 21st century, I wrote, will in all likelihood be driven primarily by blowback from the second half of the 20th century, that is,